It's KRCB-FM Radio 91, a service of Northern California Public Media. Time for the North Bay Report. I'm Mark Prell. Thanks for joining us. In his film, Men Caring, Bill Shays breaks down stereotypes about adults living with disabilities and their caregivers. One of the stereotypes he addresses is that caregivers are all female. In this documentary preview, reporter Adia White spoke with Shays and one of the subjects of the film, behavioral specialist Maurice Travis. Here's Adia.
Bill Shays' 28-year-old daughter, Frida, was diagnosed with autism when she was 2. In honor of her, he starts off his documentary film, Men Caring, with a clip of her singing karaoke.
Early morning, she wakes up, knock, knock, knock on her door.
It's clear that Frida was his inspiration for making the film. I start off by asking him what she's like.
Frida's fantastic. You hit with the right question. This is what I tell everybody, and it's the truth. Sooner or later, if you meet Frida and you spend any time with her, you fall in love with her. She's just a wonderful person. She's had her problems, needless to say. As she's gotten older, a lot of her behavioral difficulties and so on have sort of fallen away, and she's just marvelous. She's belies the notion that autistic people are not warm and are not empathetic and things like that. She is.
For licensed marriage and family therapist, Maurice Travis, working with his clients is one of the highlights of his job. I asked him what he wanted people to take away from the segments where he appears in the film.
When Bill called me and asked if I would be interviewed, I jumped at the opportunity. I think the main point is that we don't see pictures like this. And I think one of the things that I wanted was to kind of be able to be part of that, be part of a movement where people acknowledge that individuals with disabilities need that connection and that men are in this field.
And what about you? What if people only took away, you know, one or two points from your documentary, what would you want them to take away from that?
I think possibly it's just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of people with head disabilities. Go right up and talk to them, just as you would someone else, you know, treat them as a peer. Don't try and make them like you or like your other children, even so on. It's just to recognize the fact, as Marie said, that they are individuals with their own personalities that you'll benefit from knowing, just like you would any other person.
Thank you both so much. Is there anything else that I didn't ask that you wanted to add to this?
One of the things that I've realized is that there's a grief and loss process that happens with parents that have, you know, children with disabilities. They're grieving the loss of either what they deem was a child that would be typically developing or bartering in some way about kind of things would have been different. But helping them move through that grief and loss process to embrace kind of what is really, really important. And I think, you know, Bill kind of talked about that without realizing that. It's like he went through this process where he was trying to kind of have, you know, his daughter conform to kind of what he felt like was what needed to happen. But eventually he embraced that who she was who she was. When we can all get to the place to where who an individual is okay, and then we create something around that, then that's beautiful.
Men Caring airs tomorrow at noon on KRCB TV 22. Find out more about the film at norcalpublicmedia.org.